Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34. After, thanks very much for being here today. It's good to talk to you. It's always a pleasure. What a great visit we just had with Mary and Marcy talking about companies that care, and which is a perfect segue into what I want to talk to you about now. And this is the last of our resolutions. I haven't had to skip a few days from one resolution to the other just because of some programming issues, but. But this is the last of the resolutions that I'm going to be talking to you about. And this one is about personal New Year resolutions that I'd like to encourage you to consider. You know, one of the most interesting things about a small business is the relationship between the business and its creator and its founder. When you take a close look at a small business, it's often difficult. It's usually difficult to see where the business stops and the owner starts. And if you want to see a picture of what seamless looks like, take a photo of a small business owner standing in his or her business. And they might even just blend in. You might not be able to tell the difference even in the photo. It's an incredible thing when you see this. Being one with your business is not only a good thing, it's actually quite necessary, because there are times, especially in the early days of your business, when extreme commitment is required if you're going to persevere through the tough times. It's necessary, and it happens especially in the early days of a company. I know all about that. I know you do too. And that period of time where you've got that extreme commitment, 7 day a week kind of commitment, live, eat, and breathe your business kind of commitment, it can last months. It can last years. In my case, it did last years, and it still does in some degree. And even when your business gets a little bit going pretty well, and you've got some help, and you got some good managers, some people that can take some things off of you, even when you don't have to watch every single thing that like you did when you started, there are times in every business when you got to get plugged back in a little bit more extreme, and you got to rejuvenate that commitment for different times in the life of a company. And so that's necessary. But here's what I want you to remember. Extreme commitment weaves a fine seam. And that sometimes blurs the vision, and it creates a single-mindedness that can become unhealthy and even dangerous. It can actually put the company at risk. It can put the company in jeopardy. And it can create a lot of unhappy humans. This extreme commitment, if you don't understand what's going on, and if you don't balance it out, and just as man does not live by bread alone, small business owners should also not live by business alone. So our challenge is to learn how to integrate the extreme focus that we have to have, that's required for our business success, with the opportunities for personal enrichment and contribution that lead us to what I consider to be something that's very, very important and essential for us as small business owners. And that's a more holistic definition of success. So I want to talk to you now about some resolutions that hopefully will help us get that a little more holistic definition of success. Resolution number one, I resolve to learn how to define success in more ways than money and stuff. Now, if you became a small business owner because you want to acquire money and stuff, I'm not going to rain on your parade. As a capitalist, I accept those motivations. But if those are the only things that you're focused on, If all you care about is money and stuff, if you started your business with only the idea that I'm going to get rich, and when I get rich, I'll be happy. Well, if that's what you're thinking, then you need to get your umbrella out, because I'm going to rain on that parade. Success as a small business owner is more like a patchwork quilt than a security blanket of gold threads. Those patches represent good times and bad times, the successes and the failures, the good memories, and the regrets. And the most successful owners that I know are the ones who can find a way to be happy regardless of which patch is in front of them at the time. They find a way to be happy even when things aren't so good, when things aren't going so well, when they've got some challenges. We're going to take a quick break. We've got more to come after these messages. I want to talk some more about how to be successful and happy right after these messages. It's 20 Till. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. Thank you very much for staying with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com or jimblassingame.com or jbsba.com. And I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter if you haven't already. I think you'll like it. And you can join the happy throng of thousands, count them, thousands of subscribers who, many of them have been a member of our subscriber list for going on 6 years. So we appreciate that very much. All right, I want to get back into this resolution about how to define success more than just money and stuff. One of the ways you can do that is by measuring success as much in the professional development of your employees as in your net profit. By placing a high value on being able to attend your child's school activity in the middle of the day, as you do on getting a new contract, and as being and being proud of your ability to give back to the community. You know, today is Communities That Care Day. I should say Companies That Care Day, but being as proud to be able to give back to the community as you are of the reason why you can do that, which is the financial strength of your business. You know, one of the things that I had to learn how to do in order to survive is I had to find a way to have lots of little touchstones. I call them little success touchstones. I had to have lots of them. I had to find out how to identify them quickly, how to call on them quickly, how to check on them quickly. And that's what got me through a lot, has gotten me through over the years, a lot of tough times. Because, you know, when you're a small business owner, and remember that fine seam that's woven between you and your business, you're so connected. You're connected to, you know, you're joined at the hip, so to speak, with your business. And so whenever something not so good happens to your business, something unfortunate, maybe something bad happens to your business, could be a lot of things. You and I could sit down and make a long list, couldn't we? Whenever something like that happens to your business, if for those of us who are joined at the hip in our business, it lands fully on us. So, and sometimes it seems like it happens all at once. Have you noticed that things happen in threes to small business owners? You know, that's an old story that people say, things always happen in threes. Well, it seems like when something not so good happens, it's got a twin, and then maybe even a triplet to come along right after that. Maybe that day, maybe the next day, maybe that week. You know, how many times you see somebody and they say, boy, this has been a tough month on us. Well, how do you get through all that? How do you live through all that? How do you persevere? How do you keep going in the face of all that and still have the spirit and the energy and the desire to continue to do what you do? Well, of course, first you have to love what you do. But the other thing that helps me are these success touchstones I mentioned a minute ago. And they include how I'm helping to create an income for our employees and what that means in their lives. Think about your employees' lives. Think about what the payroll that you're making, how that contributes to the lives of these employees. Think about your customers. Think about the last customer that came in and said, "I don't know what I'd do without you guys. You guys are the best." Even though the thing that you're upset about is a customer that didn't say something like that. So, and another thing, folks, is your personal life. Check your position with your friends and with your family. And for me, one of the things that I did that helped me whenever it did, I didn't know if I was going to make it or not. I would think about my kids. I'd check on them. I'd call them up. If they were okay, then nothing else mattered. I mean, if my kids were okay, I could deal with anything else. And all these other things, when you check your position with some of these touchstones I'm talking about, these other things get diluted. These big concerns, yeah, you got to handle them. You have to deal with them. You can't. They won't go away. I'm not telling you to stick your head in the sand. I'm not telling you to run away. I'm not telling you to go home. I'm just saying to dilute the impact a little bit with your other success touchstones. Dilute the impact of all that negative by looking around, by checking your position, and making sure that you don't forget that you've got some other successes in your life. Everything in your life is not what's this challenge that you're facing in your business right now. It's just one of the things. It's an important thing. It has to be dealt with. You're going to have to do it. It may not feel good. It may hurt. It may be uncomfortable. And I'm not minimizing that. I'm not saying that's going to change. And you're going to have another one tomorrow or next week or next month. And after that too. But if you can learn how to have these multiple success touchstones that you can reach out to and touch at any given time and say, okay, that's okay. My kids are okay. I've got my friends. I've got my faith. I'm healthy. My spouse is healthy. Whatever it might be, touchstones. You choose your own touchstones. I can't presume to know what yours should be. But reach out for those. Because I will tell you that those are the kinds of things that will make you, that will help you survive, help you to persevere. When the business will let you down, and when the money and the stuff will let you down. I know a lot of rich people. Some are happy and some are not. And I want you to remember this. Financial success only provides you with options. It does not guarantee happiness. If the only success touchstones that you have are the ones that involve money and stuff, then I'm concerned about you. If you aren't capable of being happy with money, if you aren't capable of being happy without money and stuff, you won't be happy with those things. Find those other success touchstones. It's made a difference in my life, and I think it will in yours too. Tim Till, stay with me. I'll be right back. We're back. It's 7 Till. That's Robert Cray on blues guitar. You know how much I like him. I encourage you to check out his music, folks. If you like blues, he's the best. Robert Cray. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I want to talk about a couple of more resolutions, personal New Year resolutions for 2005. I want you to think about this one. I resolve to make a difference to at least one person every day. Now think about that. You might think that's a tall order, but I want to tell you a little story. And I've told you this before, but it's one of my favorite ones. It's from a book called Star Thrower by Lauren Isley. And she tells this story about a man who was walking down the beach after a storm, and there were thousands and thousands of little starfish on the beach that had been washed up. And as he walked down the beach, this was his beach. It was his favorite beach. He knew the beach. He knew everybody there in the neighborhood. So he's walking down the beach, and he sees a man coming toward him he didn't recognize. And he saw the man doing something that was kind of strange. And as he got closer, he could tell that the man was picking up a starfish and throwing it back in the water. And he'd take another pace or two, and he'd pick up another starfish, and he'd throw it back in the water. And as the men drew near, the resident said to the man, they said hello, and the resident said to the man, "You know, that's pretty admirable, you throwing starfish back into the sea like that. But there are hundreds of thousands, maybe a million of these things up on the beach. How could you possibly be making a difference?" And the gentleman reached over and bent over and reached down and picked up one starfish and threw it back in the water. And he said to the man, I made a difference to that one, didn't I? Think about that. You and I can't save the world all by ourselves, but we can make a difference to one person. We can do that today. And I encourage you to do that. And I think when you do that, I think you're going to find another one of those little success touchstones that I mentioned a minute ago. All right, I want to talk about fun now. You like to have fun? Well, that's the last resolution that I'm going to give you this year, and I really want you to think about this. I want you to stand up or sit upright wherever you are, and I want you to repeat after me. I resolve to have more fun this year. All right, let's say that again all together. Say it out loud. I resolve to have more fun this year. You know, reasonable people disagree about where we're going to spend eternity. But most agree that this is our only trip through this life. And every moment that goes by without some kind of joy or fun in our life is a precious opportunity lost. Now, I believe that there are people out there, I know people who think that they can't be a serious business person. They can't have a serious business where people are really productive and they're working and they're getting their jobs done. They can't have any of that and fun. Everybody's got to be serious. We've got to take ourselves seriously. We've got to make sure that that everybody toes the line and we all have our noses to the grindstone, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, you know what I say to that? Hogwash. It's nonsense. The most successful companies I know, and I'm talking about outrageous success, are the ones that, yes, they're serious about their business. Yes, they're professionals. They're very professionals. They're the best at what they do. But they found a way to have fun. They found a way to put a little joy into their lives. And you know what else? You know one of the reasons they're successful? They found a way to extend that fun and that joy to the relationships that they have with their customers. I know one company I heard someone tell the owner, you guys ought to charge admission to come in your business here because they have so much fun. It's such a wacky place. But you know what? It's in its third generation of ownership now and doing better every year. And that's one of the reasons, because of the lightheartedness. They're professionals. They know what they're doing. They're serious about their business. They manage the fundamentals of their business every day. But one of the fundamentals that they have in their business is that they have fun. The most successful owners I know are the ones who have learned to run a tight ship while still being able to laugh and have fun every day. And ladies and gentlemen, it absolutely is possible to have fun and to be successful. And I encourage you, let's repeat that resolution again one more time. I resolve to have more fun this year. Oh, and one more thing. Don't forget to laugh at yourself. If I didn't laugh at myself, I'd get some of the best laughs of my life. And don't forget to do it in front of other people. I gotta go, folks. I gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and you know how I feel about you. Oh, by the way, today is Companies That Care Day. Incorporate that into your personal resolutions. And also, don't forget, today is St. Patrick's Day, another happy day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back. Don't forget, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.